Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope you're having a very thankful season here in the month of November. Thanksgiving isn't just a day for the believer. It's a lifestyle. We're admonished in Scripture to in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we want to make sure that we're rejoicing in the Lord each and every day and giving thanks and being having the attitude of gratitude each and every day. Well, I appreciate you listening today to the broadcast. And if your Bible's close by, 1 John chapter 1. I want to share some things with you today from 1 John chapter 1, where the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Notice particularly verse 1. "That's which we've seen, we've heard, we've seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled." I want to talk to you a little bit today about first-hand knowledge. You know, there's some things that you just have to see for yourself. You know, I heard about a guy who, you know, threw in one of those half-court shots to win a car. And, you know, when I heard that, I said, man, I got to see that. Now, of course, with YouTube and other things, you can always have somebody who recorded it and you can see it. There's other things you want to see firsthand. Why is it that stadiums are full for different football games? Because some don't want to see it on the television. They want to be there. They want to experience it for themselves. We like to see things with our own eyes. So we can we can describe it. We can paint pictures. But a person must. Some things you just have to see and experience for yourself. Yeah, some things you just need firsthand knowledge. I know that you ever been at a great church service? I mean, God spoke to people's hearts and you saw people saved and baptized, or maybe somebody gave a testimony of the life change that God has brought into their life. And man, you just say, man, there just couldn't be a better service than that. And then you try to explain that service to somebody who wasn't there, and they look at you like a deer looks in the headlights. You just say, well, I guess you just had to have been there. Well, John here says, this is what I've seen, this is what I've heard, but this is what I've handled of the word of life. In other words, John says, I've got firsthand knowledge here. He says, I'm not going on hearsay. I'm not going something I read about. I'm not guessing about something. This is something I know. I have firsthand knowledge. And I want to ask you today, do you have firsthand knowledge? There's several things in life that you must have firsthand knowledge of. Number one is salvation. Do you have eternal life? That's not something you have to wait to find out. No, you can know. It's not enough to read about it, not enough to hear about it. You got to know about it for yourself. Jesus said this, John 6:47, "Verily, verily, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Have you believed on Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Then you have everlasting life. Have you experienced that? Do you have firsthand knowledge of that? Romans 10:13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Have you experienced that? Do you know about that firsthand? Do you know firsthand about salvation? I'm not talking about knowing about eternal life or knowing about forgiveness of sin or knowing about Jesus as Savior. Have you personally trusted Him and received Him as your Savior? Now, we recently took that the plane flight over to Qatar and then on to the Philippines. And you could say, well, preacher, you know, do you know that plane would take you overseas? Yes, but I know it will. But am I going there? No. You say, well, don't you believe it'll get there? Oh, I believe it. Do you believe the pilot knows how to fly the plane? Yes, I do. But it's not till I get on the plane and put my full weight on the plane and trust everything to the pilot will I actually go to the Philippines. So you understand, knowing about Jesus and knowing about him giving you eternal life doesn't give you eternal life. It's when you fully trust him, when you put all your weight on Christ and you trust only him for your eternal salvation, he gives you the gift of eternal life. Paul said, I know whom I've believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. So you know from the Bible that Jesus is the Savior. He's not a Savior. He's the Savior. He's the only Savior there is. And so know him. Know him firsthand. Don't just hear about it. Don't just know about it. I believe hell's full of people who know how to be saved and knew how to be saved. They just never personally received Christ. Don't be in that category. Have you got firsthand knowledge about salvation? Have you got firsthand knowledge about prayer? Prayer, talking to God, asking different things from God and receiving answers to prayer from God. I don't just want to read about prayer. I don't want to just read about Praying Hyde or Adoniram Judson or George Mueller. I want to know firsthand that God answers prayer. I know God helped Daniel in the lion's den. I know God supplied for Paul. I know what God did for people in the Bible, but what can I testify that God's done for me? What can you testify that God has supplied for you? I understand when Jonathan Edwards had his famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, he read the sermon. I mean, with the paper up pretty close to his face because of eyesight. One man sprang up, running down the aisle, said, Mr. Edwards, have mercy. Have mercy. Others grabbed onto the pews. Others grabbed onto the pillars of the church, screaming not to be dropped into hell. Say, how could that happen? Because for 3 days prior to reading that sermon in the pulpit, Jonathan Edwards did not eat a morsel of food. He did not close his eyes and sleep. He fasted and prayed. And he prayed, oh God, give me New England. Oh God, give me New England. He got up on his knees. And he went from his knees straight to the pulpit. And when he spake, conviction, the conviction of God fell. I don't know about you. I'd like to know that firsthand. I'd like to know that for myself. Wouldn't you like to have answers to prayer of your own? Wouldn't you like to know the promises of prayer can be yours? It is no secret what God can do. Oh, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll welcome you. For it is no secret what God can do. Oh, James reminds us that we have war and trouble and fighting because we have not, because we ask not. I want firsthand knowledge of salvation. I want firsthand knowledge of prayer. I want firsthand knowledge of compassion. Compassion is really from two words, and it means suffering together with someone. Suffering together with someone. You know, Jesus was often moved with compassion. He cared. When he came to Mary and Martha, and they were weeping over Lazarus' death, and they went to where they buried Lazarus, and to the tomb, and folks were weeping and wailing there. And in John 11:35, the shortest verse in the Bible, it simply says, Jesus wept. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to know he cared. He wanted to know he cared. If I don't care for others, that ought to trouble me. Compassion. You have compassion when you take time to remember where you were. That once you were lost in sin, once you had no assurance of heaven, once you were a slave to different sins in life. Compassion means I know what God can do. I know what God can do in your life if you just give him a chance, give him an opportunity. I've seen him change men's lives. I've seen him change women's lives. I've seen him take hardened and proud and hard man and save him and turn him into a gospel preacher. I've seen him take a long-haired hippie and beer-drinking, marijuana-smoking and turn him into a pastor, Bill Longo. Oh, my friend, I've seen the changes take place. I've seen what the song says, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I've seen that. I've experienced that firsthand. You seen that change take place in your life? Have you seen that salvation come? Or have you lost your compassion? I'm saying God will clean up someone who's immoral. I'm saying God will sober up the drunkard. God will straighten out the drug addict. God will give sight to the blind. He'll give hope to the hopeless. He'll give eternal life to all who believe. Hallelujah! What a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting, glory, 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 hallelujah! Jesus ransomed me. I haven't just heard about it. I've seen it. I've got first-hand knowledge of that. Have you? And I want first-hand knowledge of soul winning, being a fisher of men. Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you to be a fisher of men. He said, fellas, you're not going to catch fish from now on. You're going to catch men. And Andrew, the Bible says in John 1, he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and he brought him to Jesus. You've heard about people coming to Christ. Do you know firsthand about bringing someone to Christ? Have you ever personally taken your Bible and led someone to place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior? I don't just want to hear about it. I just don't want to read about it. I want to see it firsthand. I want to know that the joy that comes from leading someone else to put their faith in Jesus Christ, their Savior. Oh, every Christian ought to be a soul winner. Every Christian ought to know how to take his Bible and lead someone else to faith in Jesus Christ. I just don't want that second hand and third hand. I want to experience it for myself. I want to know that joy. D.L. Moody used to say, you only get to enjoy the fatted calf once when you get saved. But if you lead others to Christ, if you bring others to faith in Jesus, you'll get to enjoy that fatted calf over and over again. And that's so true. Oh, the great joy of being able to lead others to faith in Jesus Christ. Let's know firsthand salvation. Let's know firsthand prayer. Let's know firsthand compassion. Let's know firsthand the joy of leading others to Christ, soul winning. I don't know about you, but I want firsthand knowledge, don't you? Don't you want to experience that for yourself and know that God is real? I do, and I hope you'll desire that firsthand knowledge today. All right, well, let's have a great Tuesday. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I want to take just a minute and remind you that these are podcasts on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Go to the podcast and then type in Bible Baptist Church, Words to Encourage, or just Words to Encourage Bible Baptist, and we'll pop up there. And then follow us, would you? Subscribe to us. Doesn't cost anything. Then we'll know we have this subscribers to our podcast, and then it'll notify you when a new broadcast is ready to go if you happen to not catch us over the airways. And we're on at 9:45 in the morning, and they repeat this program at 11:15 at night. You may be listening one time or the other, but you can also pick it up as a podcast. I wanted you to know that. We have a daily encouragement email. And if you'd like to sign up for that, that's on our website, and just click on the daily encouragement email, and we'll get that delivered to your inbox every single morning. All right. Comes about 7 a.m. And we'll look forward to tomorrow. Of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be our midweek service, 6:30 Wednesday night. And we'll look forward to a great gathering, as we always have, right in the middle of the week. And then, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit about an empty quiver. An empty quiver. And what does that mean? And we hope that can be a blessing to you tomorrow. Again, any prayer requests or blessings you'd like to share, we'd love to help you with those. We'd like to rejoice with you, or to help carry the load by praying together and praying with you about any needs that you may have. 614-875-2190 at the church, or email me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. All right. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.